Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Alan Fox is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Alan's back. He's president of ACF Property Management. He's the author of People Tools, 54 Strategies for Building Relationships, and his new book is called People Tools for Business, 50 Strategies for Building Success, Creating Wealth, and Finding Happiness. Alan C. Fox, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Good to have you back. Congratulations on your new book. I was talking to the audience about would you rather be happy as wealthy, or would you rather be wealthy as happy? And I was just saying that if you're wealthy, but you're not as happy as you want, you probably would trade some of your wealth for happiness. If you're happy but not wealthy, and you'd like to have more wealth, you might compromise a little bit of your happiness for your wealth. Isn't the key is to do both, and is to be happy and successful, financially successful, and find some balance in there, isn't it, Alan?
Absolutely. I think if you have to have one goal, your goal is to be happy.
That's first.
And you can be happy with money, you can be happy without money. So,
but you and I both know plenty of people who are wealthy who aren't happy.
Absolutely.
Happiness only brings you choices. I mean, wealth only mostly provides options. It doesn't necessarily provide happiness, does it?
Absolutely. That's for sure.
So how do you balance that? You're a happy guy. You've had some financial success. How do you balance those? How do you find a way to balance that?
Well, I look at it this way. You know, I thought about when I was 20 years old how wealthy I wanted to be, and I thought that if I wanted to be a billionaire, which I thought, how much I could earn a year, how much I could save, how much I could earn on my savings, and I decided, I could be a billionaire. When I was 67, if I just focused exclusively on making money, and I decided not to do that, because that's not a lot of fun.
Well, what did you do, though? But when you made that decision, you had an alternative in mind that would move you, would sort of diminish the wealth part, but would increase the happiness part. What were the steps that you took?
Well, I got a good education. I undergraduate, I went to school, I was an accountant, became a CPA.
You got a legal degree?
Practiced law.
Yeah.
And you figure in terms of wealth. If you're a CPA, an accountant, a professional person, your income is limited to your hours. You're selling your hours. You go away on vacation or you get
your
sick.
Time is your inventory, isn't it?
Exactly. And I wanted my time to be my own. So I wanted to accumulate enough money. When I was a kid, I realized my father had a couple of apartment buildings, and he was earning about $1.34 an hour when I was going to work for $1 an hour. So my dad earned more money sleeping before I got up in the morning than I was going to work. So I thought, well, that's good. Maybe I should get some apartment houses and real estate and let that work for me.
So that was what you did. But I know a little bit about you, Alan. Your life you haven't lived your life 100% for Alan. You've given back. You've spread the love around. What did you do to balance your life?
Well, I have a private foundation. One of the pleasures I think of life is helping other people.
Right.
Teachers.
Now
help
we're
other
getting
people.
To it.
I mentor people in my business, and I have a foundation. That says something, especially with young people, and People Tools for Business. I talk a little bit about this, but I had a foundation meeting a few weeks ago, and I have kids there, and kids from 10 to 13 were kind of running the first half of the meeting. And it was so exciting to see them making decisions,
right.
And it was just a lot
but
of
you
fun.
Also have foster children, Alan?
One foster child who was a foster child and has graduated college. We helped graduate.
But I'm just
college.
Saying that these are things. Isn't the key to being successful and being happy is not about making all of your life about you.
Yes.
Subordinating yourself, your time, your resources, and subordinating yourself to something that's maybe letting other people and other things be more important than you.
I think so, and that includes building a team at work. You know, you do it together. It's a bonding. It's like a sports team, but in business you also have a team, and you're doing going toward a goal, and hopefully your business does well and your people do well. And that's
these are things that you are spread throughout your book, Alan, that I found. I mean, one chapter says says leave grumpy at home. Another chapter is all about laughing. Another chapter is about giving it away. Another chapter is about I and thou. You know, these are all chapters that contribute to that. It's obvious if somebody reads your book that you haven't lived your life just about Alan.
Well, absolutely, and you know, leave grumpy at home. My goodness, you know, some people think you don't have a choice. If you wake up angry, you're just angry, and that's the way it is. I say you have a choice. I have a chapter in People Tools for Business called "Catch the Up Elevator." You know, just suppose you wake up each morning and you're ground floor. You get in the elevator. You can push any button you want. You can push the basement or sub basement and go in the gloom and darkness, or you can push the up button and go up to the top floor. Hang out with people who are happy, who are productive, who you enjoy being with, and that's up to you every day.
Well, the people that I have a hard time being around very much are the moody people, and especially the ones who sort of take on being moody. It's almost like they take it on as this is my personality, this is the way I am, and it's okay. It's okay to be moody. You know what, Alan? I don't think it's okay to be moody. What do you think?
Well, I think it's difficult. It's difficult for the person being moody, and it's certainly difficult for everybody else. And that one, I have a people tool here called Laugh. And these tools, by the way, short chapters, easy to read. You can go in and out of anyone you like. But you know, you can set the tone. When someone's moody, you don't have to be moody right back. You can set the tone. For example, if I get moody, I have a people tool called Wait 3 Days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you get a letter in the mail, like the Internal Revenue's in audit, or business reverse, or you didn't well something, you didn't make the sale. I say wait 3 days, because if I respond right away, I'm going to be unhappy. I'm going to give a bad response. I'm going to be angry. I don't do that. Wait 3 days.
That's a good suggestion. Alan, hold on. Yeah. I thought we got to take a quick break. People Tools for Business by Alan C. Fox. He and I will be right back with more of his wisdom. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.